Bob. My mother always said my mouth was too loud for what little I had to say, but she was the one who sat us down under the shake roof under the black night and gave us stories like they were rare sugar. What she talked of was all gone past, for that was all that was worth telling. Nothing happened day to day that we cared to stick in our memories for later. And the things that stuck we wished wouldn't have. It was Virginia, south of Petersburg, and a hungry belly was at least a sign you were alive. The stories filled up the holes, made our sorrows step back for a spell. Though sorrows may be too grand a word, us being children then and feeling more boredom than grief at our endless captivity. Like a winter without any thaw, on and on. My own chatter I can't explain, but I did talk too much. My mother was right. I was a boy. I liked the sound of my voice. She was a light-skinned woman who wore her hair in stripped rags, two teeth missing, and she had a pocket in her apron where she slid crusts and old biscuits for me to find. There were hills humpbacked on hills and trees so green they looked like moss underwater. Like both sides of the earth were the same. But I didn't think it was beautiful then, and she didn't raise me. The granny was a soot black woman who hunched on an old churn in the yard near all the women's children and hollered so loud every time we neared the fences that the crows would shoot out of those wet green trees. I'd watch my mother in the fields out of one eye, her hair dancing like colored finches in the big yellow leaves, and the brick house out of the other, where buggies rode up every hour carrying men and ladies, white as sunlight, and my ears perked back the whole time to hear Granny jabbering about the dark country, from where she was nabbed 96 years ago, naked as the day she was born. I saw how those with the good tales got listened to. And so early on, I started practicing my talking, empty though it was. When Granny was tired of watching our games, she sent us into the near woods to fetch kindling, the oldest of us carrying the babies on our backs, the toddlers stopping to pee on sycamore leaves to hear them crack.